Yeah, the Mishnah says like this now. Voloi lichta vesa Megillah. When they went down to write down the Megillah by a Saita, you have to write a Megillah and put it into the Mehamorim. What do they write in the Megillah? How many psukim? Is Mieza Makam Ukaisav? Which psukim you have to start writing in the Megillah? So the Tanakhama holds Meviyim Lo Shachavish. You start from the beginning of the Pasha of Meviyim Lo Shachavish. Then Viyat Kishotis Tachas Ishech. But Viyayna Kaisav Ashbiya Kainas Isha. You do not have to write down the curses that the Kayin tells the Isha. The Kaisav, but then you do write Yitin Hashem Oizchalol Hashem Lashua. Obo Amayim Amorim Hayla B'mayayich. Latzvois Betin to make your stomach burst. For Lansvo Yoruch Yeruch Shafur. Viyayna Kaisav, you do not have to write V'yomri Isha Aminomin. That's what the Tanakam holds. No, you didn't take out any psukim. You wrote straight. The whole parsha he wrote down. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. Rabbi Yehuduain, he says the least. Rabbi Yehuduain there, kol atzme ein the kais of all the kain has to write down is only Ella yitein Hashem oischol yola ulishvua. Then ubo amayim amarim ela b'meyayich. That's all. V'yein the kais of amru yisham enamin. Do not have to write at the end that the Isha ends his back and says, Amen v'yamin. Because it's a three-way machlokes, how many psukim have to be written down in this Megillah of the Saita? So Mara says now, v'may kamiflagi. What is the machlokes over here, how much has to be written down? So Mara says, v'hai kro kamiflagi. The machlokes is in this pasuk. The pasuk says, because of esolo sa'ilo, you have to write down these curses, ha'koyim ba'sefer. Reb Meir Savar Olois Olois Mamish. You have to write down all the curses. Ho Olois, that's the pasuk says. Hey Ho Olois, L'Rabbis Klolois Aboyes Machmas Brachas. That even the Klolois that come because of the Brachas. And what's the word Eila mean? Only these is Lamute to exclude Klolois of the Mishnah Torah. You do not have to write down the Klolois that it says in Devarim. And Ho Eila, what's the Hey? Another Miut Lamute Tzavoyes. The Kabbalas. Amen. You don't have to write down the Tzavoyis, what they command her to do, and that's what she has to answer. Amen. V'amen. You don't have to write down. So, Kitzar, Remeya Sava, that Olois, there's like a Miyit, and there's a Ribui. Olois is a Ribui, and then Ho'ela, that says, V'kosav es Olois, Ho'ela. Heis Ho'olois is like two Ribuyim. Olois, it could have just said, and it says Ho'olois. And then Ho'ela, this, means only this and not something else. There's like two Miyutim. That's where Reb Meir learns. Reb Yossi says, no, kula kuda kamrit. What you say for sure you have to write down. But then the pasuk says, es, l'rabois tzavois v'kabolois. It says the word es, that comes to include, you also have to write down the commandments, and the fact she's makabolois, she also says, amen v'amen. Reb Meir, what does Reb Meir do about this? Esen l'edora, she doesn't dash in esen, the es doesn't dash in. Reb Yehuda says, no, kula v'muted dorishlo. He dashes the whole thing. The cost of es olois ha'ela, these curses, is all a mir to exclude things. Olois, olois mamish, only the klal, the curses, to exclude yeah. Ho olois lamute klalos haboyes machmas brachas. You don't have to write down the klalos that come because of the brachas. Eila lamute klalos v'mishnah Torah. And ho eila lamute tzavoyes v'kabolois. Then Reb Yehuda dashes all to memayit, to memayit. Rabbi Meir, the Gemara says, now, Maishna hai hei to marbi bei. How come over here the hei using to include? Or Maishna hai hei to mayat bei. Like, according to Rabbi Meir, the pasuk says, ho olois, it means to include. And when it says, ho elo, the hei means to exclude. So how does the hei mean both ways? So where says poshit? Hei de gabe de ribuye ribuy. That did the ho olois, the first hei, that's the ribuy, including, it includes. And hei de gabe de miyutai, miyutai. And that's the word ha'ela. Ela means this, mashma, only this, and not something else. So when it says a hey by the word ela, ha'ela, it means to exclude something else, so it's no kasha. Always means what you have to write down, and ha'always means to include more. When it says the word ela, means only this, that's the miyat, only this you have to write, not more. And it says ha'ela, the extra hey, that's the mamayat, the second thing. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda has the least, he's a mayat both ways. Now the Gemara asks, Reb Meir does not hold from this klal of mechlal lav, from the negative, you hear the positive. In other words, here in the Mishnah, like how could we say these are klolois Haboyas Machmas Brochas. The Torah says a brocha, and from the brocha we hear the klala. The chur, that's the klal of Nechlala Vatashmehain, and Remeya doesn't hold from this. Sakam Remeya says you have to write these brochas, these klalas also. So Marin says, Omri of Tancham, Hinoke Iksiv. Over here it says the word Hinoke without the Yud, as if to make Mepharis at Rosha that she's clean if she did not do the Aveira. But if she did do the Aveira, then a Loshen of Hinoki, she deserves to be killed. Sarah may agree that you do say Mechlala about the Shemayin. That's why it's good. Like really, Rashi says in the Mishnah that we say you write down the Imle Shochev Es Ish. Ish Oisov, Rashi says, Shein Klolois Habayas Machmas Brochas. These are the Klolos that come because of the Brochas. The Mashmas Mashmas Imle Shotis Lehinoki. That's the Gemara's Kashna, Rav Meir does note from this cloud, and this is the Gemara's Teretz. No, over here the Pasuk says Hinoki, here Rav Meir agrees, Mechlal La, Vata Shemayahin. Dorosh Rav Kiva, Kiva Dashim is like this, Ish V'isha, man and husband, man and wife, Ish V'isha, Zochui Shechina B'neim, if they're Zoycha to do the mitzvahs, then they'll be Shechina B'neim. So Rashi says, Sherei Cholok Es Shemoy, V'shechna B'neim, Yud V'ish V'hei V'isha. Really, it's Eish Eish. Just the Ish has the Yud, and the Ish has a Hey. Yud Hey, that's Hashem's name. So if they're Zoycha, the Shechina is B'nayim. Loi Zoycha, if they're not Zoycha, they do it like here. That she became a Saita, is Eish Echlosan. It's like the Shechina goes away, because Rocha goes away, and you're left with Aleph Shimon, Aleph Shin, Eish. Omar Rava. Or the Ish Adifim of the Ish. And by Ish, it's worse. So Drashi Eish, Shalisha Kosho. When the Heras Lechov Lifra Mishalish. When the Isha does Averis, that's worse than when the man does it. My time, Mahai Mitzarev, Lahai Mitzarev. Trashi Eish, Elisha, Neuchel Lahadlik, Maher, Shein Ois, Shel Shein Mafsik. Isha has the Aleph Shin together, and then comes the Hay. Mashenka by the Ish, there's a Yud in between the Eish. So therefore, it's like the fire of the Isha burns faster. So if the Isha does Chatoyim, her fire will burn faster. Omar Rava. How come the Torah says bring this offer, this dirt for Saita? Because if she did not do the chet and she'll be clean, she'll have a bracha, she'll have a son like Avram Avinu. The Yassiv Bey offer the Efer. He said Avram Avinu said upon himself, he's nothing, he's like offer ashes and dirt. Loi Zochsa, but let's say the Saita taka did the Avera, then Tassel Yafara, she'll go back to offer, she'll go back to dirt. Dorosh Rav, Rav Dashim like this. Bischa Hashem, Avraham Avinu. That's what Avraham Avinu said. V'yonochi offer v'efer, that I'm nothing, I'm like ashes, I'm like dirt. Zocho bon of lebeid mitzvahs. Klal Yisrael was zoicha to have two special mitzvahs. Efer poro, to have the poro aduma, that's the ashes. And v'yofer seita, to have the offer of the seita. And then the Beis Levi explains that the word to say ashes and dirt is like this. Ashes, the pshat, it was something. But now it's nothing. Dirt is the pshat, it was nothing, at the beginning it's nothing. Even though you can make something out of dirt, you could plant in it. So Avraham Avinu was saying, he's nothing now, and he wasn't, and he was never nothing. That was his two midas of saying, offer vapor. That his ashes means he's nothing now, and dirt means he was nothing at the beginning. So the schazer, the zeicha to eparaduma, and to saita. That nei saita tells about what happened before, and paraduma is a kapora mikan labo. One is for before, one is for now. For the Gemara, Ikanami offer a kisyadam. There's also offer dirt by covering up the kisyadam. And the Gemara, Hosom Heksha Mitzvah Ika. Hanolaka. There, that mitzvah is only a Heksha Mitzvah. It's not the real, no Hanodo. Rashi says, Hanolaka, Vienza Kibul Schar, Avakan Yesh Hanodisaita. Without the Kleisler got a mitzvah kisyadam. True, it's a mitzvah, but there's no enjoyment we have from it. But over here, from Saita, we have enjoyment. Lo say shalom, that when she drinks the Mei Amor, if she's clean, she'll have a bracha from it. Shlo yabu mamzerim v'Yisrael. And no adim, the paradum also, it's metayiros. Rashi says, litzcha tzatz Yisrael in my segel, it's kapor in the chet egel. Dorash Rava, v'ischa shom Avram Avinu, the reward that Avram Avinu got for saying, im michut v'yatzroich now, that I take anything from you, even the shuleis, Zocha bon of lebeis mitzvahs. The Klai Yisrael was zocha to do mitzvahs. Chut shal tchelis. We have the tzitzis to wear tchelis. Or ritzua shal tfilin. And we wear straps on tfilin. Bishleim ritzua shal tfilin ichsiv. Verol kol yavar kashem ashen nikro lecha. That's a tremendous thing. The Klaisel, the Goyim will see us wearing tefillin. They'll see our rice. V'tanyer, lezah godloy me'elu tefillin shavrosh. So there's a tremendous chus for Klaisel, tremendous char that we're wearing tefillin. It's Rashi, kibbul scharu. The Ika hanoh, it's a tremendous hanoh that we have. That they'll be afraid of us. Eluchut shot chelis mahi. What's the reward of tzitzis? How come we use davka tchelet as blue wool? Why is the blue different color than everything else? But they shall tchelet doim liyam is doim to the sea. It's a greenish blue. V'yam doim l'urki is doim to the sky. Urki a doim l'kisi yakov is doim to Hakadosh Baruch Hu's kisei. Shenam avir as elokei Yisrael. V'tachas raglav k'mais l'livnas sapir. Ketzel mashmel matoyer. V'kstiv k'mara seven sapir. Yedom demus kisei. That's Hakadosh Baruch Hu's kisei. So the kitzur, by looking at the tzitzis, is supposed to mamish remind us of the kisei hakavod. It's a tremendous chus, a tremendous hanor we have from the mitzvah of tzitzis. Rashi says it means, bol lamdenu, shekol ha-makayi, mitzvah tzitzis, is kilu hikvo p'nei shechina. It's like you're makabu the p'nei of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's a tremendous hanor Klal Yisrael received from Avraham Avinu saying of mechut miyat tzorech noam. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding up Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Again, just last Gemara was we had the Dorish Rava before the mission a little bit. That Vizchah Shom Avraham Avinu Emichut V'yatzroich Nal. Avraham Avinu said this lashon. I didn't take anything, not even a shulesh. Is Zoch Habon of Leveis Mitzvahs. That Chai Yisrael was Zoch to have two special mitzvahs. Chut Shal Tcheles or Ritzua Shal Tfilin. And these mitzvahs, we have tremendous enjoyment from the mitzvahs of Tzitzis and Tfilin. So Gemara says Vishleim Ritzua Shal Tfilin. What do we have enjoyment from it? The pasuk says, "Verul kol amayoritz ki shem hashem nikro lecho." The yorum in that, the pasuk says that the goyim will be afraid of us when they see that we're wearing tefillin. It's a famous maaser with the gerua. They said that he was once in jail. They're supposed to come to the verdict by the judge, and he was wearing tefillin, and he uncovered his tefillin, and the judge threw him out. They got afraid of him. That's the pasuk of Verul kol amayoritz ki shem hashem nikro lecho. The Emes HaTzadik, when he wears his tefillin, is a goyim are afraid of it. Vayte v'tanya v'lozah god loy me'elu tefillin shavrosh. He's got tefillin on the head. And eloch, so that's good, we have enjoyment from tefillin. Eloch chut shal tcheles. Mahi, what enjoyment do we have from the chut shal tcheles of tzitzis? Titanya, hayramei roimer. Ma nishtana tcheles mekol minei tzvoyim. How come tcheles, this special color of the blue is green? Bivnei shah tcheles doyim aliyam. The tails are doimel to the ocean. The yam doimel rekiya to the sky. Or rekiya doimel kisei covers doimel to Hakadosh Baruch Hu's kisei. So in other words, it's like Rashi says, like we'd be mekabel pnei hashchina. When you wear tzitzit that has tchelus on it, it's like you're mekabel pnei hashchina. That's a tremendous enjoyment that you like seeing Hashem. Shinyam the pasuk says, vayiru esalahei Yisrael, v'sachas raglov under feet was kamaste livnas asapir. It's like the works of this livnas asapir, a special type of a stone. And it's like the clear sky. Well, see the pasuk says, kamare evin sapir tumus kisei. And like the kisei of Hashem is doimus as seven asapir. So kitzur, that's the enjoyment we have from tchelus of tzitzis, that's doim like you be mekabel the pnei hashrin. Now the Mishnah says, Einoi Kosev, when you go to write this Megillah for the Seita, the special halacha, the Kohen has to write a special Megillah, we'll soon see on a cloth. And he has to write these psukim we had before in the Mishnah. He has to write these psukim, and then they put this cloth, this Megillah, in the water. So, Ein Kosev Leia Alaluach. You can't write it on a luach, means Rashi Shalates. You can't write on a piece of wood. Veloy Alanir, not on paper. Veloy Aladif.